are in a busy New York subway station, and over there is a man with a beat-up guitar. It's held together by duct tape. He's serenading passersby, and a few of them are looking up from their Blackberries long enough to toss a little change in his guitar case. This is a scene that plays out in subways and on streets around the world. Baby, you were meant to sing. I push you on a swing. This is the voice of a woman who knows that scene all too well. Susan Justice releases her new album today, and she has been on a remarkable journey from street performer playing for handouts to a major recording contract. As a girl, she traveled the world with her parents and nine brothers and sisters, singing on city streets, in parks, really anywhere people would listen. But if you saw her performing, you might never have known the conflict she was feeling inside. To talk about her journey, we thought it would be nice to tour around with her in a place she knows well, the streets and subway stations of Manhattan. These were her performance halls and the inspiration for her new CD and its title song, Eat Dirt.
I wanted to make a play on the usual What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger, because everyone's heard that. In the beginning of the song, there's a piece of candy on the floor that I eat, even though my mom's going to smack me if I eat it. But I'm very curious, so I eat it anyway. So then the chorus comes in and it says, what doesn't kill you makes you sick. And if you're sick, you learn a lesson. And with every lesson, you get wiser. So I figure that it pays to cross the line and eat a little dirt sometimes.
What doesn't kill you makes you sick. And if you're sick, you learn a lesson. And with every lesson, you'll get wiser. Wiser.
This 32-year-old musician has eaten a lot of dirt in her life. Her journey began doing those performances with her family. It was not by choice. Her parents were ironclad believers in a little-known religious sect called The Family. They were determined to use music to send a religious message.
They thought that they were doing something good, I suppose.
By bringing the family together and kind of singing Christian music and as a group.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while, I mean, did that feel good when you were growing up?
No, because we wanted some sort of autonomy. We had no autonomy. We were just little vessels being used for someone else's purpose. It literally was like we had a job from the time we were born.
And what were some of the songs you were singing? What were the messages that your parents were asking
messages,
you to
they were really, some of them were really sweet songs, and I actually continued singing one of them. One of them was called Ain't It Good to Know, and it goes, ain't it good to know you've got somebody that loves you? Ain't it good to know you got somebody who cares when no one else knows you're there?
And it's like the cruel wind that blows, refreshing your soul.
And that's really the paradox of this woman's journey. Her talents are rooted in a painful childhood that literally cut her off from the world. Her parents, who considered themselves traveling missionaries, converted a city bus, tearing out the seats and turning them into beds.
We would drive around the city and we'd just park on the side of the road and sleep. And then we'd get up and then we'd drive to our spot. And the spot that we used to play was up there.
It's like up here right there, like 49th and Broadway?
Yeah, it's like it was like right up there. And we'd unload all of our equipment and just play right like in front of our bus. And then when we were done, we'd pack back up into the bus and drive off.
And what was your connection to the rest of the world kind of out that window?
Well, sometimes on days when we weren't playing, we would just be parked on the side of the road, like in the middle of the city. So you're just like looking outside the window and there's so many different types of people walking by and you're just wondering about their life. What do they do? Where do they work? And you're just like people watching the whole day.
And could you have said, like, Mom, can we go out and get a hot dog from...
No, we couldn't really leave. I mean, it was, like, later on, like, when we were like, okay, we're just going to go to the store for a second. But it was, like, literally, go to the corner store, get your candy or whatever. So, yeah, you're kind of, like, trapped in this bus, like, looking out, and you're like, wow, I'm a total freak of nature.
Freak of nature. With those three words, her smile vanished, and her eyes began to well up. You want to stop for a second?
I was off by a nose, off by a hair. All the things you said didn't get me anywhere.
Susan Justice feels like this new album is an important milestone. She finally escaped her family in 2001, leaving them where they were touring in Germany. She landed in New York City alone the day before the September 11th attacks, and she was afraid to be by herself. She turned to the only thing she knew, playing on streets and in the subway, and the crowds started gathering. Justice has remained in touch with her parents and siblings, even as she's broken from her past.
You have a song, Born Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Why does...
Well, because, like, you know, I went through this Bob Dylan phase, and he was so articulate with his songwriting. And the chorus is, I wish I was born Bob Dylan, had all the words to speak my feelings. I wish I stood up like Rosa Parks and followed my heart, unafraid of the truth. And I just, my one regret is that I didn't leave earlier.
I wish I was born Bob Dylan, had all the words to speak my feelings. I wish I stood up like Rosa Parks and followed my heart, unafraid of the truth, even if I stood alone.
As I understand it, you've decided only recently to kind of open up and talk about a lot of this. Why the decision now?
Well, I thought it was a very personal thing, you know? But then I realized that it was really hindering me and holding me back from really accepting my life and realizing that, yeah, it's okay to be happy for me. So this is sort of like allowing me to just be a complete person.
I just returned from fantasy. How can I cope with reality?
Susan, thank you for telling your story to us.
Thank you guys for listening.
And best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Susan Justice's new album is Eat Dirt, and it is out today. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
Couldn't you be?